Andy, the kingdom is starving for a playoff win. You've won 10, you've won 4 wild card games, you've won 3 playoff road games. How do you prepare the team this week to win in Indianapolis?
You keep it the same, although you know the game's going to be faster. That's how it is at the playoffs. Every round that you go up in the playoffs, one and done is the mentality of everybody. You prepare yourself for going on the road. You prepare yourself for the noise, for everything to just be a tick faster and more aggressive. And then you're going to make sure that you're the one setting the tempo. The guys that have been there, you bank on their experience. But other than that, you're dealing with the football team. You get in the playoffs, it's got to be all 53 guys pulling together. If you weren't one before, the playoffs bring you even closer together to be that one. It's a great feeling. It's exciting.
The scouting report's fresh. The file's still open to play these guys 2 weeks ago. How much can you extract from that game 2 weeks ago to realistically prepare for this week?
There's some things that will carry over that we didn't use this past week against San Diego that were specific for the Colts that we can draw the game plan. And there are other things that we have that we can add to the game plan. The things we learned in that game that we need to get better at. They got us. Hands down, they got us. In Arrowhead, they got us. And so now we've got to make sure that we put together a better game plan to allow our players to go play the best of their ability, and then when given the opportunity, the players do that.
Andy, the Colts are number one in fewest giveaways. They don't give it away. They're the best team in the league with the fewest penalties. And you've created turnovers with special teams and taken it away. How do you play your game against these guys? Because it doesn't seem like they'll give it to you.
Yeah, well, we're that same team. And that was the difference this last game against them. We gave them the ball. I mean, you can't do that. Not against a good football team, and particularly one that doesn't turn the ball over. So if they don't have any turnovers, you don't have any turnovers. That's the best way to go, and then you just go play football.
What about playing Andrew Luck now a second time in 3 weeks, and how do you get after this guy?
Well, you've got to be able to put pressure on them. When you do put pressure on, you got to make sure you wrap them up. He's a big, strong guy. That hasn't changed in the two games here. So when you have a great player, you got to make sure that you honor that great player, study him, respect him, and go play your heart out against him.
You basically played the San Diego game with 35 guys. Your health, mentally, physically, going into this game for your whole roster, where's it at?
Well, there'll be some tired puppies here. I told the guys, I said, you probably sleep good tonight. That's a good thing. I think the guys are feeling pretty good about themselves. You go in and you have your backups come in and play against a playoff caliber team and really take them right down the wire. And some of those young guys can gain a little confidence from that they'll be able to use in the coming week here.
The manifesto to the kingdom. You've been great at just kind of laying it out at every stage of this journey since you got here a year ago, this week basically. What do you tell the kingdom going into this playoff game?
Be wild. Just be wild. And if you can't be there, which I've got, I understand it. And the fans were awesome at San Diego. I mean, before the game, you could see the red right there cheering on the guys. And they mocked us a little bit, just so they keep that in the back of their mind. They mocked us a little bit with the chop. But if you have a chance to be there, be there. If you don't, cheer for us. We'll be all right.